Yo, so the opinions and views expressed in this podcast are that of our own and the Future Bachelor podcast only, and not affiliated with any outside party or entity or anything like that. This fun podcast, though, may include some adult language.
Future Bachelor Podcast.
Yeah, Future Bachelor. Merry Christmas. Welcome to Future Bachelor. My name is Sai.
And I'm Veronica.
And we talk about everything pop culture, dating, and Bachelor.
In today's episode, we'll be covering Ari's engagement, Black Superpowers, John Mulaney heading to rehab, and recapping our thoughts on Tayshia's Bachelorette season finale.
And this is episode 144. Oh my goodness.
We sound so professional.
Do we? That's a new thing we're trying out here at the top of the episode. We're not even going front. That felt weird, right?
But I think it worked. Yeah, we did it really well.
We flowed really. That was the first time we ever did it besides the trial run right before the show, guys. Great job, Veronica. You sounded so great on that recap of the show. Thank you. Amazing. Well, listen, we are here doing episode 144, and we had to start off with a little Christmas vibe. You know, Wham, Last Christmas, that's a vibe. You know you love it.
It's a classic song. Yeah. Like, I mean,
I have to say something right now. I feel like I'm talking differently today, but the reason...
You are talking. I was about to say, like, your tone, you sound slower and lower.
This is called baby voice, and I'm actually in Orlando right now, Veronica, and I'm in a house with a one-year-old baby, and I have to do this podcast, and my sister is letting me, you know, do this podcast in the middle of the house where the baby is, like, you know, sleeping on schedules and stuff. So if I sound weird, if this is the way I talk this episode, this is what it's going to be, the Christmas
people
episode.
People can play this while they have their babies in the car then, and they'll be soothed.
Exactly. So I think you guys are going to enjoy this episode because it's going to sound like slow jams.
It's going to sound like some ASMR shit, you know, I don't do.
I love that. Well, ASMR episode 144. Veronica, 144. How are you doing?
I am in Naperville,
okay,
which is a suburb of Chicago. Significantly different weather than you, though. Today was beautiful. I was outside in a sweatshirt today. It's
you look great, by the way, 40. Veronica. You got that very holiday, you know, zazoo.
Very
going
Nordic
on right
looking
now.
Right now.
Yeah.
I have that holiday glow.
That's what
about
I was trying
me.
To say. Thank you.
Yes. I'm back home. My brothers are all here as well. We're just vibing.
Cool.
My dad fully leaned into his midlife crisis and bought a Mustang a couple months back.
I remember.
Yes. And we've been able to, he drove me and one of my brothers around in it the other night because we had never been in it. And then he let us because my brother, so we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 cars here, and there's 6 of us. And you're like, that's a lot of cars. Yeah. And you're like, but it's
stunning,
necessary.
Like my daddy. That's cool.
Yeah. So, like, my dad has his car for work because he was running around dropping stuff off for customers.
Yeah.
My mom had her car at work today.
Wow.
My brother Vince drove home from Columbus, has his car on the driveway. And then my brother Jack has his car here. And he went to go to the gym and he took his car. And my mom had taken my brother Vince's car at one point and had left the keys to that in her purse, even though she had her car. So we were trying to get some Portillo's, which if you've ever been to Chicagoland area, Portillo's is like It's like the Chicagoland fast food. It's got like Chicago hot dogs, got beef, Italian beef. It's got cheese fries. It's got chocolate cake
shakes, like
which are my thing.
It's like an In-N-Out for Chicago.
Yes. Yes, okay. Exactly. Okay. Same vibes. And my mom had left us money and a gift card for us to get that for lunch because she knows like we like to and we're back in town. We like to have it at least one time. Mm-hmm. And we had no way to get to Portillo's because the one car that we could have taken, we're missing the keys to. And so we called up my dad. We're like, hey, Dad, can we take the Mustang out? And he said yes, which we did not expect.
And you're out of here.
And so then, yeah, I did not get to drive because I'm the smallest, and it was me and two of my brothers. I had to sit in the back seat.
Whack.
But they got to
I would have at least asked for shotgun, but...
I can't, I'm literally the smallest. It would make absolutely no sense for
Whatever.
Me to...
You know.
I know.
We're all human. So, well, that's what's up, V. Yeah, well, I'm just here in Orlando. I just drove down. Nothing really crazy. I went golfing today and my back, that's how I know I'm old. I went golfing.
You are old.
My back is hurting. So, I don't know. Shout out to anybody that gets back pains from golfing. You know. I know, right? Well,
that's the saddest shout out I've ever heard.
It wasn't a shout out, was it? I don't know. Well, V, I just really want to know. Are you watching?
Well, thanks for asking.
What are you watching, V?
What am I watching?
What have you been watching?
So I have started watching A Teacher on Hulu. Finally have taken the plunge a little bit.
I watched that already.
And I am not done with it. I mean, like, it's still, I think they haven't even finished releasing all the episodes for it yet, but.
No, they have, I think.
Have they?
I
all
think
of them?
The whole first season should have been done. I mean, I think it's only 4 episodes or 6 episodes or something like that.
No, like, I think 3? They've been releasing more. They've been, like, doing them weekly.
Oh, my gosh. I got to see more then, because I've only seen 3, and I thought that was the end of it.
No, there's more.
Oh, my gosh. It got real hot in that 3rd episode. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, no, there's more. There's definitely more.
Yeah, no.
And it's mostly my roommate and I started it before I came back here, and I need to finish it and whatever. Or keep watching it. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But it's just, it makes me more mad than anything. Like, we're screaming at the TV because we're like, you need therapy. We're like, they're fucked up because of this. Like, we're just like such a like gross situation. But
yeah, if you
but
like
I guess
watching,
I recommend.
If you like watching and feeling uncomfortable by yourself, like, great show to watch, you know?
Great show for that. Yeah. And then I watched Ariana Grande just released her Sweetener tour video on Netflix, and it's called Excuse Me, I Love You. And so I watched that the other night, and I have to say I saw that tour in person last summer, I think, and it was a great show. It was cool to kind of like see it up close and see like all the people who went into it and her dancers and stuff like that, and just see some of the behind the scenes. Like, she's like, Ariana Grande is exactly how you think she is. She like goes to her shows like looking like all tiny, like walking around, like prancing around the hallways and stuff, like in her big sweatshirts and her like thigh high boots, like with her like little like funny headbands and stuff on. Like, it was just, I'm like, this is exactly what I expected out of this. And then I just sang along to the songs I like. So,
well, that's fun.
It was a fun time.
Yeah.
What have you been watching?
Wait. Me?
Yeah.
I've been watching. Yeah, I've been watching, not much. I mean, besides The Bachelorette, I watched Definitely Maybe with Ryan Reynolds.
That's a classic.
Little rom-com with
you
a girl.
You love a rom-com.
Yeah, it was with a girl, so that was cool. You know, it's not like I'd be just watching that by myself.
Hey, right? You know?
I gotta say, what if I was watching it by myself, though?
I don't think that's a bad thing. Girls watch, like, rom-coms by themselves.
Oh, my God. You guys, I'll leave you all to wonder if that was for real. But check it out. It's a good rom-com. You know, Definitely Maybe might be good. But why don't we get into what we like to call, I don't know, quick hits?
Do you never know.
I do know that. We are going into some quick hits that V might have for us. So what do we might have for some quick hits, V?
All right. So to continue on the Ariana Grande train, she is engaged again.
I saw that ring. It's pretty
that
original.
That ring? Okay. The ring is gorgeous. So her ring is like a big old diamond. I couldn't even guess the carats. I'm guessing like I don't know, 5, 6, 7. I don't even know. I don't know enough about this shit. I've never had a wedding board on my Pinterest. It's not me. It's not who I am. But a gorgeous, humongous diamond on a simple little either rose gold or gold band with a little, it's like adjacent to a pearl and like the diamond's on an angle and it's like nuzzling the pearl. I've always loved non-diamond rings. So I like that she has like a diamond and a pearl because when you're rich, you can. But yeah, she's engaged to her boyfriend of, I'm guessing, 9 months. Dalton Gomez.
Well, I'm sure they're forever, right?
I mean, yeah, that's what we said about Pete Davidson. No, we didn't. We fully guessed that her and Pete Davidson were going to break up.
I mean, we'll be here next time. Same place, same pod next year. We'll update you on what's going on with that. Well, good for her. Moving along, because Ariana Grande, that's not much news right there. But yeah. I mean, I guess it's huge. But I mean, she's been engaged just in the last year. We've talked about this. Anyways, John Mulaney in rehab for what?
So John Mulaney has checked into 60 days in rehab for his cocaine and alcohol abuse struggles. So he's struggled with his sobriety a couple different times. He's talked about it like in bits or jokes or whatever. And like he started drinking when he was 13 to like kind of, you know, I feel like a lot of comedians deal with some sort of trauma. And like he was like, you know, like I wasn't funny or cool anymore. So then I started drinking and I started like taking like uppers or like doing cocaine or doing whatever. And then I started becoming like fun and whatever again. And so I guess like he became sober when he hit 23 and then like has kind of gone up and down with that. And I think the pandemic has been a big issue for many people with their own addictions or even just like their drinking habits in general. He started a struggle again. And I think he was on Jimmy Kimmel earlier this month talking about how he took a job as a staff writer for Seth Meyers' late night show, talking about how he's like, you know, I was working with my psychiatrist, my therapist, and I was like, I need something. They're like, you need some sort of structure back in your life. Like, and he's like, this job might help me like put that structure back in my life so I could like not go crazy. And I think he like, you know, fully was like, you know, I'm going into rehab because I need to like reset some shit so that he can
I respect
get better.
That. I think that's super real. There's not much. I just didn't think, I actually didn't know that about John Mulaney. So interesting.
I know. And he like, he makes jokes about that. Like he doesn't look like the kind of guy that you would think have been into any of that kind of stuff because he's like, you know, like straight laced suits, kind of like the golden boy of comedy.
Right.
But everyone has their demons, I suppose.
Word. That's for show. Well, what else we got?
So this week marked winter solstice on the 21st, which is, you know, the shortest day of the year, and they're only getting longer from here on out, and it's supposed to be the coldest day as well, but that doesn't always happen. Mm-hmm. But it also was the Great Conjunction, which is something that hasn't happened since like the Middle Ages. So it was Saturn and Jupiter were aligning to look like they were kissing, so it's also like called the Christmas star, the Christmas kiss. And it has a lot to do with, of course, like astrology and whatever. And it's supposed to be like, this is like helping you manifest a new 2021. But there was something that took to Twitter that coincided with this day and this, that was, something to do with Black people getting superpowers that all stemmed from a tweet kind of referring to COVID and the vaccine and being like, well, what, blah, 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 blah. Like, what would be the benefit? Because people are like saying like, you know, the vaccine is the benefit. Like, is the government modifying everyone's genetic code? And someone had said, like, as Black people, genetically, we are stronger and smarter than everyone else. We are more creative. And on December 21st, our real DNA will be unlocked and majority will be able to do things that we thought were fiction. Learn who you are as people. They want to make us average. So then it turned into being like, the 21st was going to be Black Superpowers Day. So like, you're going to get your super. So like Black Twitter blew up.
That's hilarious.
And it was incredible.
The way I started seeing it is because I started seeing it, but like I didn't really, you know, when you see stuff and you're just like, oh, this is just more internet stuff. Like,
you're like, how did this start? Yeah.
Yeah. But someone legit posted it. They're like, all right, can someone explain all the like superpower stuff that I'm seeing everywhere and everything? And it was pretty funny. So, speaking of funny stuff, anything happening on the old TikTok these days or?
So TikTok, I mean, TikTok, we can't deny that TikTok has such staying power, and this year has been the year of TikTok. But Ali and AJ, you know, known for being Disney stars turned singers, and they had, I think, a Disney Channel original movie, Cowbells. One of their most famous songs is Potential Breakup Song. It's probably one of my faves of all time, just because it's just speaks to every angsty teen girl's soul. Like, it's just like, you took too long for you to call back, blah, 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 blah. And it's all like, but it was my birthday, my stupid birthday. And people were like, we know you guys wanted to say like swear words in this, like, cause it's like a clean song. Cause it was like for the Disney audience. It was for like, honestly, I think I was like 12 or 13 when it came out. So it was like for us. So like they were clean. And so like people on TikTok kind of like took to it, and they had a small show, I think at the beginning of the year or something. They did perform it, like with them saying fucking birthday, or like you can have your shit back and stuff like that. And so they're releasing the explicit version as a nice little like happy new year, like fuck 2020 gift, literally on December 29th. So right before the new year. So, and they did a little snippet, and it already has like, you know, some F-bombs, some shits in there. So I'm excited.
Some shits in there. I love it. Yeah, I think that's a great idea, actually. I mean, think about like all the like the good like young people songs that we had growing up. Like if they made like explicit versions of them, like it's like the opposite of kids bop. It's like literally adults bop. It's like taking like kids bop and making them adult versions.
It's like grown bops, yeah.
I think we might be onto something here. Y'all can have that one for free anyways, you know. I feel like we're giving a lot of free IP away these days, but
we literally do. On this show, we are giving, but you know, I haven't seen anyone capitalize on it. So I know.
People will just be bullshitting, but well, V.
So people are lazier than we are with just giving away our ideas.
Dude, this is episode 144. We ain't lazy. Well, yo, V, what made you go yikes this week?
Oh boy, it was the story heard around mostly my corner of the internet, because I will say I definitely live in a weird corner of the internet where I get, because I went to University of Missouri, I get a lot of stuff from any journalist that went there, and then I actually have friends who work at Elle. So there's this big piece that became viral that was this story in Elle that was about journalist, what's her name? Journalist, why am I having such a problem right now? What's her first name? Her last name is Smith. Whatever. I'm having a really hard time.
I think
time.
It's Smythe, isn't it?
Smythe. But she had a relationship with Christy Smythe. She had a relationship with Martin Shkreli, who, you know, is known for his white collar crimes. I feel like we talked about him back when stuff was like happening. And
no, he had some drug that he increased like five times or like 5,000 times. Like he charged like $5,000 of an antidote or something like that for some crazy disease that could help a lot of people, just to like, they were calling him like pretty much the pharma bro. They were calling him like, you know, greed, today's greed, you know. Yes. And I think he bought like a $2 million like one, like when Wu-Tang put out like an album and they sold it and auctioned it off, like it was only one copy of the album and no one ever heard it, he bought it. And he like,
yeah, and it was
away.
A whole thing. Yeah, people, Wu-Tang people like were hating on him because of that. Like there's so much like really bizarre drama surrounding him.
And so essentially what's going on with this piece is this woman interviewed, she actually broke the article on him being like before the whole thing blew up before him.
Yeah.
And through the, you know, course of time and manipulation, probably like just like it happens, you've seen it time and time again where someone falls in love with like the person that's in jail,
like the Harley Quinn situation. Yeah. It's like I have to say it's not a good look, because there's already stereotypes that like women as reporters, like this like feeds into the stereotype that women as reporters like will sleep or like, you know, use romance or whatever to get their way to a story, which is all unethical. Like she's an alum of Mizzou. And so people it was starting to reflect badly on Mizzou this past week. People were like, yo, it's not Mizzou's fault that this woman decided to just be unethical. She went to the same Kamala class that I went to, probably taught by the same person, Sandy Davidson, best woman ever. But literally, she's dope. Literally, it's just the wildest. The piece was wild because the way that they framed it made her seem. It made desperate. Martin Shkreli almost
made her look stupid. By the end of the piece,
made her look stupid, but it made Martin Shkreli look almost likable.
Yeah, definitely. It made him it humanized him a little bit. But by the end of it, he's actually cut her off. So she seems like a crazy person that's just holding on to a relationship with someone that's not even talking to her right now.
No, it's bizarre. Yikes. And then it also did these stylized photos of her in designer clothing and everything. And I'm just like,
what? Yeah, the pictures didn't really reflect her current situation with the whole thing. So, yikes. I definitely checked that out. I read the article today because I thought that was pretty crazy. But
it was nuts. It's just reading it, the more I kept reading it, I was just what the fuck?
Yeah.
It reminds me of I remember watching Gilmore Girls, and this is such a low level example, but I remember just the stuff that Rory did, and as my friends and I, when we were watching, rewatching it or whatever, as journalism majors in college, and we're the ethics. It makes women reporters look shitty. And it's just it's sad for me to see.
Yeah, but I don't think it really does. I mean, it's just one person, I didn't think that when I read it. I'll just let you know that. So I just thought of her just being being manipulated, you know, it's just, I don't know what to say. It's not she's stupid. It's just you got too close. She had warnings. People warned her yo, you're going to ruin your career. You're going to ruin your life.
She ruined her life. She got divorced from her husband.
Yeah, she was married. Yeah. It's crazy. So, yeah. Yikes, definitely. Well, you know, we're not trying to bullshit, you know, we're around family. We don't want to be taking up all your guys' time. I'm sure you're going to be around family. So if you're even listening to us right now, we love you. But why don't we talk about, you know, the season finale of The Bachelorette? You know, this week was kind of crazy. I love this ending. I thought I wasn't going to, but I ended up loving the end result. V, why don't you take us up to the top and see where we start? Where do we start?
All right. So it was another two-day episode situation, which my parents, you know, fully were like, there's another day. There's 4 hours of this week. And I said, yes. And they're like, how do you watch this shit? I'm like,
because we got to talk about it.
But so first night was the fantasy suites, which Ivan started first, and they did the dumb, you know, Guinness World Records kind of thing where they had to kiss for over 5 minutes and 15 seconds in ice baths. So it would be the coldest, longest kiss, which it's 150 degrees out there in the Palm Springs desert. So I'm sure part of it felt good afterwards. I don't know. You go numb. But
I mean, it doesn't matter what's outside. If you're sitting in a tub of ice, you're freezing.
Yeah. It's just,
For at least until that thing gets to room temperature.
They went for a full 6 minutes and 30 seconds.
Yeah, so they
and
broke the record and then some.
I'm I would just stop. And also they had this weird guy, Paulie. I don't even know what.
Yeah, I hate how they keep making us think we should care about these people. I'm I don't know you.
I don't know you. And I don't even, his title, I don't even think it was just
he's an expert on frozen kisses or something.
It was this is just him and Chris are just sitting and watching.
He's like, oh, them. I know what a frozen kiss is. Anyways, what else we got?
Then Zach was next. And so they did this thing that compadre JD and I thought hadn't been done before, but it had been done before with Peter's season. But they had, you know, the men convene between fantasy suite dates just for added awkwardness.
Actually, that's something my sister mentioned too when we were watching it. She was like, they didn't used to do this. I was like, yeah, they did do that because I remember them doing it last season. But you're right. Like, they would be in, like, separate, like, hotel rooms, and yeah. It was, like, a whole separate experience. But this is where the action's at. It's funny to just put them all in a room after and have them come back just to see their faces, even if they don't say anything. They're just like, you want to see the smirk. You want to see the awkward, like, who's going to ask first?
All
are you
going to
be the one on TV asking the other guy, like, yo, so how was your night with my girl? Like, and he's going to be like, it was great. That's all I got to say. I mean, I didn't get much sleep. That's it. You know, wink, wink. You know, we stayed up till the sun came up. So, I mean, but which I don't think was the case, actually, in Ivan's case. So, Ivan.
Which I think a lot of tell-all books talk about how when they do fantasy suites, because they don't always have sex during the fantasy suites, they just sometimes use that time to be like, yo, like, let's actually, like, talk about it, that we don't have to have cameras around to talk about and, like, get some stuff out there. I don't think there was any, like, P&V action for Ivan's date in that Airstream. He got, first of all, he had to kiss for 6 in an Airstream. And then Zach's date was next, and he got to feel up all on Tayshia and do a sexy paint date. And then he got a 2-level suite. They set him up. They set him up to have one of the best experiences.
Yeah, they really did. And I mean, do we talk about Ivan now, or, like, I mean, in between this, Ben?
No, we'll wait until next episode.
Okay, well, Ben comes back. After all that,
well,
right?
We first got to get to Brendan. So first, date. Brendan's already in his head because he's all like, I'm the last one to go. Mm-hmm. Everyone seems to be having a great time. Where do I stand with my relationship with her now? And he gets set up with the worst date. The worst date. Like, triggering, stupid ass. He has to go meet up with
the
Neil Lane. The
producers did this, though, right?
I mean, so who got to meet up with Neil Lane? I think was it Dale and
Brendan, yeah. Brendan.
Well, like, yeah, but so Brendan does his Neil Lane date, which is, like, you could tell the entire time he's uncomfortable because he's like,
he didn't say, like, one word the whole time.
He did not say a freaking word. And also, like, I don't blame him.
What got in his head? Like, it couldn't have been just the marriage. Like, something happened in his head, because eventually by the end of the date, he ends up sending himself home. He's pretty much like,
yeah, he says this whole, like, you know, I want to give you my whole heart, but my heart isn't whole, which, like, some people are like, well, why did he go on the show if he didn't think he was, like, emotionally ready for this? And, like, I think, like, I think you would be able to agree with this. If you're given this opportunity to go on something like this, and maybe you either were nominated by people or maybe you, like, whatever, like, I would think you would take it, and you would think, well, maybe this will help me heal or do whatever. And so, like, I can't, like, fault him on that, and I can't really fault him on self-eliminating. I was upset because he was my favorite, and I really thought him and Tayshia, like, were on the same page with everything, but that, you know, that showed that they fully weren't there, and he just wasn't ready. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it was maybe, like, he just couldn't handle the other guy's relationships, maybe. Like, that was, like, the only other thing that I could see was that he was just, like, not really feeling the fact that the other guys, and also he went last. It always sucks to go last.
It sucks to go last.
It sucks every part, actually.
And I mean, I don't think there's a winning, especially
there isn't. The first one,
especially
sucks,
in
the
situation
the
where
sucks.
You have to watch everybody come back, or you're like, either you're the first one to come back, and then you have to come back to, like, people. I don't
like
think
the
there's
first
a winning
one is the best one. The first one has got to be the best one, right?
I would think. Yeah. I think there's been a lot of, like, discussion.
Even though
around
it kind of sucks, but, like, because you have two other guys that are just going to make magical moments. Like, they have opportunity to kind of be like the icing on the cake, like the last thing she remembers. That's the worst. True. That's the worst part. So, regardless,
Ben comes back.
Yeah, Ben comes back, and, you know, I'm just, like, over this whole part of the show that just, like, I mean, I know they're still quarantining probably or whatever there at the hotel.
So, like, literally, I swear to God, with these situations, I think, yeah, they just take them down the street, and then they're like, okay, you're gonna stay here for a bit. Like, there's just no way. Like, it has to be orchestrated to some degree, which just makes it seem even fake, like, more fake to me. Like, fake.
I mean, they just needed probably any type of drama. drama this season. So they were like, you want to come back? Like, you know, yeah, we can, you know, agree that you probably didn't get your opportunity to say you loved her. Let's see what she says. And it was too late.
It was too late. So he comes back. She's obviously pissed. Like, it's the end of the first episode of this week ends with her, like, talking to producers in her room being like, I have, like, you know, I have a rose ceremony. What am I going to do about this? Like, he came in and was like, confess his love. And she was like, she was not pleased. But she lets him come to the rose ceremony. And then at the rose ceremony,
she kisses him before he leaves, though.
I know. And she says, like, why did I do that? Why did I kiss him? And I said in my tipsy talks, I'm like, I feel like we've all been there. All of us have been there with, like, either somebody toxic or somebody that we're trying to, like, we're trying to end things with, or somebody that we thought we ended things with. And then, like, they come back around or something happens or, like, whatever. And then, like, we're like, ah, like, I had it all figured out. And now what am I doing? So that felt like a very real situation. But at the rose ceremony, you know, he walks up. Ivan and Zach are like, the fuck?
Yeah.
And
then Ben's already, like, coming in, like, talking. Like, why are you talking so much, Ben? Like, you know.
Ben, I know. And Ben's like, well, she wanted me to come. I'm like, Ben, get that dumb. He just looks dumb. Like, I'm
just
sorry.
Like, guys, I know you're confused, but, like, I can't. Like, Taisha wanted me to come here, like. That's pretty much it. And then I would keep it quiet. Like, afterwards, when Taisha came in and tried to start giving out roses, and she was like, Ivan, can we go talk? Like, she didn't want to be, like, go through the rose ceremony, I guess. But it was just ridiculous. Like, no, you're not going to give a rose to Ben over Ivan. I'm going to take Ivan away.
I know, but she did. So she takes Ivan aside, and they talk about how there is some religious differences, but they don't get into...
So this is what I wanted to talk to you about. Like, what's going on? This is the only confusing part of the show.
This is the most confusing part. And a lot of, so, like, our friends, you know, at Bachelor Diversity, Brett and, like, other people, like, all kind of had tweeted different stuff being like, you know, I think, you know, religion had so many real conversations on this show this year with, you know, the race stuff, with eating disorders, with, like, suicide ideation, things like that. It's like, why can't we have this real conversation on camera? And it seems like, I know that I think faith and religion is important to Taisha.
I was talking about this with my sister before the pod. Like, she was saying, like, she said she had read some article, like, Taisha, like, wanted a man that was religious. And so what could the circumstances be? Like, he just wasn't religious and wasn't willing to become religious at all, or didn't believe in God, and just, like, he should have been more like he wasn't open to being religious with her, because I don't see that, like, being the case. Like, it seems like he would be like, all right, whatever you want to do.
I guess, like, I don't know if they had a different, like, religious views or what. Like, I don't, that's what, that, I would love to know. Like, that's what I would love
to
know.
Also, because, like, it just seemed like he was like, I guess I should have been more upfront, like, you know, earlier on and stuff. So it kind of, like, put the blame on him, you know, like.
Yeah, but which it seems weird to have the blame on anybody, because I feel like that being a, I feel like she maybe mentioned it once on, you know, on the edit that we've seen of her, like, saying something about, like, religion or faith or whatever. I think within a conversation with somebody else, she said something about faith, like whatever, with somebody that's far gone now. But I just would have loved to see more about that, because, like, I mean, we both have talked on this show about, like, our own relationship with faith and whatever, and, like, based on, like, how we grew up, based how we are now. And, like, I mean, I was raised Catholic, and I'm not, like, super practicing Catholic anymore. And I have friends that are, like, in interfaith relationships where one's Jewish and one's Christian, or, like, very conservative Christian. And, like, that's always been a conversation of, like, okay, what is this going to look like with, you know, our future, raising kids? Like, that's where it gets into. So, like, I understand why she sent him home, but I would have loved to know, like, what, you know, how did it wait until that final moment?
Yeah, I mean, I think that was bullshit on the show's part of just glossing over. Like, it's like, we invested in Ivan. We invested in this relationship. We invested in the show. For you guys just to be, like, to let him go home without any explanation. Like, you guys are obviously hiding an explanation of what happened there because you don't want to talk about it on television.
On ABC, which just, it seems weird. It just seems weird to me. Yeah. But, I mean, I love Ivan. I will say, though, I think it wasn't up until, like, this most recent date that I was even seeing more chemistry between them. I always got, like, very friend-ish vibes between them. But,
yeah, I didn't really get friend-ish vibes until this last episode. Like, they're like, he, like, off the bat, like, you know, he was like, I would just like to use this time to just talk and, like, all this stuff. Like, I just feel like you kind of say that stuff already knowing that you might not get the booty. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, my God.
Like, I just, I don't know. Like, I just, maybe he was, like, wanting to make sure that television knew that he just wasn't going to even try, or that wasn't even in the cards for him.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Respect on his part, too, if that was kind of his way of doing that. But one way or another, he went home. And Ben stayed. And he, you know, talked his way back into it. You know, he was pretty convincing. I don't know.
He, like, gets to meet Tayshia's family first.
Yeah.
And Tayshia's dad definitely was very wary of Ben, being all like, so what makes you think, like, you have a reason to be back? Like, mm-hmm. pretty much, like, being like, so what makes you think?
He did a good job of, like, talking to both parents and letting and assuring them, like, you know, I think he's a good talker. That was something, you know, I've said about him from the beginning, is that he knows how to position himself to look in the best light. So I was like, really? And then Zach comes in and Zach killed it, man. Like, I was really worried Zach for Zach.
Zach was perfect with the family. I was worried incredible. About
Zach. I was like, oh no, they're not gonna like him, because, you know, people have something against Zach. Like, I've liked Zach since the beginning.
Like, I've liked Zach.
I know
since
he looks
came
kind
in.
Of like a little, like, I don't know how to explain it, a little hard, rough on the edges, I would say.
He does. Rough, he does. I have to say, the drugs definitely aged him. He's a little weathered. Mm-hmm. He definitely, something my mom pointed out that I could not get over was that he has a bad underbite. And yeah. I was like, Mom, why did you do this to me? Now that's all I can focus.
I noticed that forever, but I'm not going to sit here and pick people apart. Like, I actually like the fact that someone that is not, like, picture perfect attractive.
Yeah, like, is like a Ken doll.
Yeah. And honestly,
because, like, Ben was like the Ken doll. Ben,
dude,
is Ken.
I'm just
kind
saying,
of.
Like,
Ben,
you're attractive enough to make it on the show. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Like, you know how many people have to be like, I want to see him on TV before he's on TV, you know? So
true. Yeah, you would know.
He's there. And honestly, what I like about him is what Tayshia, she's really good at explaining her relationship with him, actually. She said, like, he's just got swag. Like, he's got everything, like, that I'm looking for. Like, every time I try to come up with an excuse, it's just like, I can't. Like, you know, even when I want to be like, man, this is not working, it does. And
yeah, like, she said how he makes her feel, like, safe and, like, cared for. And so, like, they show after, you know, both of them met the families, they show Zach's, you know, last one-on-one date with her first. And, like, she was talking about how she had been feeling funky or, like, whatever. And he was like, how do you, like, what is that? What can I do for you? Like, how can I help? Whatever. And, like, that's just such a, like, simple thing. Or, like, just even being like, let me listen, what do you want, like, blah blah blah, like, whatever. And, like, that's, it seems like, seems so silly, but, like, that's, like, what people need. Like, that is just, like, a basis of a relationship. And, like, he just was, like, so there for her, and I think that fully helped him.
And he was great with her family and stuff like that, just, like, yeah. So sincere. And I think that's the age in him. Like, he is, like, knows how to talk. He knows what he's saying. He's very direct. He's not bullshitting like I thought what's his name, Ben, was doing.
Ben, I totally thought Ben, I mean, like, how can you not think he's bullshitting when he comes back, you know, comes back and being like, I wanted to say I love you, but I just didn't know how. And she's like, bro.
Yeah, I mean, he was just like, what his excuse was that he thought it was, like, a good excuse. He was like, I loved her. I just didn't know if it was reciprocated, so I was scared to tell her. And it's like, dude, get out of here.
That's, like, and also, like, if you're on the show and you understand, like, it's just, like, that's, like, not even a real reason. Right. And so they showed the Zach one-on-one date, and then they showed... Well, they had first showed...
Let's talk about the dad coming in and talking
to
Tayshia.
Yes, the dad comes and meets up with her to, like, pretty much be like, I don't want you to make a mistake. And
essentially he's saying he doesn't fuck with either of them.
Pretty much. Pretty much. She pretty much is like,
but like we were crying in a car for like hours late night one night, and you were just crying and crying after your divorce. I do not want to go through this again. Essentially, he's like, don't want you to make a mistake. And that's what every dad says on this show.
Well, you know what I'm
saying?
I mean,
he wasn't saying anything different besides the fact that she's been married before. Every dad on that show essentially says the same thing. If they're not just like leaning into being like on TV and being like, yeah, just marry whoever for fame.
Yeah. I mean, like every dad, like I could see how any dad, especially a dad with a daughter, would be like, this is like a crazy timeline. This is like so fast, especially. Yeah. I mean, she got married young. She got divorced young and like whatever. And like that was a lot of hurt and, you know, a lot of issues around trust and loyalty. And I think he's all like, how can you know that this trust and loyalty is super strong with somebody that you've known for, you know, a couple of weeks? Like as a dad, you know, who's based in reality and right. Like she's based in reality TV in this situation.
I just like, think that like he is 36 years old and she's mm-hmm. been through another marriage. Like I think they're old enough to make this decision themselves. Like
I agree.
You know, of course the dad's going to come in and say that. That's what I'm saying. Like no offense to him. He's going to say that. That's his role.
Yeah.
I would probably too. But like, with that being said, as in like my age mind, like I think that they're both like the dad should have came in for Claire and Dale. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I know you guys don't know me, but I'm Taisha's dad. And I just think that you guys are making a big mistake.
Like you're like, I'm going to be this. Claire's Phil and dad yeah. in this situation.
Exactly. But in this situation, it ends up being, and I think I saw where you were going before we started talking about this, about like kind of the positioning of these edits, because after that, it goes into the final date with Zach, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then that's where Taisha is like talking to Zach and asking him about like, so where do you actually see this like going? And like, what are your actual feelings? And he's like, she's like, are you nervous? And he's like, I'm ready. And essentially he assures her. And that was like, I mean, before that, they do like a dancing date, like the day before that, like she was making it awkward at the dancing thing. And he was so calm and collected and was still like reassuring to her and hung in there. Didn't get like weird because, you know, it could very easily both you guys.
Yeah,
are just,
if you're
like,
trying to like balance somebody else's like uncomfortable energy, yeah, like it
and
definitely
not only that, but he killed the dance, like the choreography and stuff. Like I thought that was pretty beautiful. And he was into
it. It was beautiful.
I
they
didn't
did a great
think
job.
Out of all those people, like that he'd be into the dancing and all that stuff, but he was into it and he was like leading her. So that happens, and then she realizes that she was kind of off being all fucked up in the head, like, and it was ruining the date today, where they get into a serious conversation at night and he reassures her like, I'm here for you, like for it all. And then it does this weird jump back edit because she's wearing the same outfit that she was wearing when she was talking to her dad. And then it goes into the Ben conversation where she sends him home, where it looks like she talks to him after that she talked to Zach, right? Type thing.
Yeah. So the way that the show shows it that like Zach's date and then Ben's date. Mm-hmm. But the way it just, unless she really like put that denim dress back on, there's no way. I'm pretty sure, you know, her talk with her dad happened.
Or maybe the dad came after Zach's date. No, that couldn't happen. I think he talked to the dad, Zach's date happened, or Ben, she talked to Ben and then Zach's date happened.
Yeah, that's what I think, because the way that she's talking on Zach's date was like, I've been feeling kind of funky. So it seems like she had already had the discussion with her dad and she already like, you know,
this
was like
the only guy left.
Yeah. So
she's
she
asking
was like,
her final
she,
questions
like, it's
without
it is
him
or it
knowing that he's the only guy left, like getting it all, every last juice out she can without him knowing that he's already won essentially.
Yeah.
So yeah. And then it goes into the proposal, right?
Yeah. The proposal,
which was pretty beautiful. I had no complaints except for the only point where like he said like the most beautiful stuff to her. Like I just was like, dude, this was like so good. Like,
yeah,
I can't help it. Like I really like this guy. Like I love this ending, like, you know. And he said so many beautiful things to her, and as she's talking she's saying beautiful things back, but then she pauses. And you almost see, like, she's,
she faked us out. She's all like, I know I said I loved you, but, and I was like, oh,
but it's
no.
More than love. More than love? I hate you. I hate you.
I literally was like, is this how she breaks up with him right now? This man just like poured out saying that he would choose her every moment, every day, every year, forever.
And it's do you. Whatever he I needs. Love you every time. Yo, he killed that. And I couldn't help but just like, you know, really, really just enjoy the ending. I haven't seen an ending of The Bachelor ever, ever actually. When have we been satisfied with the ending of this?
I mean, I don't know. I don't remember the last time.
I mean, even JoJo's season, she's still with whoever she's with and stuff. But I wasn't that happy that she ended up.
I mean, but I knew that was coming.
Yeah, but I wasn't that happy for them. I wasn't like, this is a beautiful like ending to The Bachelorette, like this was, especially after the whole season.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest. It felt in the moment when I was watching, it felt anticlimactic, but I think that's because like as a viewer I already know like it's either like the most like my heart rate raced when she said that because
you all wanted you wanted the shit show
I
ending.
Did I was still heartbroken over Brendan, I'll be honest.
I was just saying like everyone wants the drama really, or they want to see like it like be like a disaster at the end or something, you know?
Not real. I don't really think that because like I think
it sounds, you know, like because it was a beautiful ending. You're calling it anticlimactic. You wanted more drama.
Well,
you wanted
I think
more.
It was anticlimactic in the way that it was like because us as viewers knew that she only had one option. So like, I mean, so yeah, the drama, I guess, yes, because the drama, like the typical way that the show goes is like, you're like, okay, two people can be showing up here and one's either going to like about to kneel down and she'll be like, wait. And then the other like, we'll get it or whatever. But so I just think like, because we knew who
and
it was going to
like
be.
And also like that he didn't say, Taisha, will you marry me? He was just like, marry me. Like, loved it. I just loved it.
It was, I mean, he did a great job. The proposal was probably the most beautiful proposal I've ever seen on this show. Mm-hmm. And I think for me personally, this is why I say it's anticlimactic, because I didn't want to be put through 2 hours when I knew what the ending was going to be. Like,
no,
my mother was
freaking
out.
They were not going to pick anybody.
I knew what the ending was going to be. Mom.
Oh, what's up? You blur out. Claudia, what's up? Shout out to Mom. She made an actual appearance, even though it was a little blurred out. But
oh my god!
Yeah, but that's awesome. Well, yeah.
But yeah, I just think like I wanted. I was like, we didn't need 2 hours. Mom, she just went back in to do the underbite for Zach. I just didn't think we needed 2 hours to show that. Like, I wish they just cut it down to 1 hour. I would have loved to just see the proposal within that 1 hour. And then
cut it down to 1 hour and then give us an after the rose. Like, what's the whole
that's why. See, this is, I needed closure.
What's
I
going
needed
on?
Closure.
What's going
I
on? Why, like, don't, why aren't they doing the after the rose? What's the deets?
I don't know, because I think it's just because, like, at this point, they pretty much finished filming Tayshia. And then I think they had to move, you know, everybody start re-quarantining or whatever in Pennsylvania for Matt's season. Because then they pretty much, you know, they did the proposal and then they're like, wow, great for them.
Yeah, they wouldn't quarantine everybody again for 2 weeks just to like have them. But I could test everybody.
Yeah, I'm sure they did. But I'm sure it just turned into like, okay, at this point, we did our after the final rose. Well, we did like our men tell all and they had, you know, because they filmed the men tell all, I guess, like in the resort that they've been filming Matt's, that they filmed Matt's season at. So they brought them all there just because.
I'm just surprised they didn't try to do some like Claire and Dale.
Some like Zoom, like Tayshia. Some sort of Zoom.
No, not even Zoom, but like, yeah, Zoom could have been fine. But like Claire and Dale and Tayshia and Zach together, like, you know, the two couples that got engaged in one season, the first time it's ever happened.
Yeah. I would think, I know, I kind of hope maybe at the top of this new Matt season, maybe they'll have like a special or something, because I want the closure. I want to know, like, how are they doing now? What are their plans? Like, blah, blah,
blah.
They look
happy.
Like,
you know, I looked at her story and they were like hanging out and they you know, she was promoting the show. And then after the show, they were together and she was showing her ring. So they look happy, man. I didn't really think it was fake. I didn't think she was like just picking someone because it was left. Like, I really think like she liked him. And
I think so. I mean, like, he was a front runner since like the second she stepped on, you know, into the room with the men. Like, she, they, like, you know, the first night that they met, he did the whole wish thing with her, which you said was a great thing, and obviously it really worked out in his favor. So
I had a good feeling about him the whole time. So great ending to a chaotic season.
Such a chaotic season.
We are not finished yet, because they did show an extended look at the new season of Bachelor coming not next week, but the following week after New Year's. So what did we get out of that? I feel like they didn't show us a lot, actually. They showed us
they're
going to hit us with a bunch of more stuff like when the show drops.
Yeah. They showed a lot of girls crying. They showed a lot of Matt James crying.
Yeah, I was pretty surprised. And wet, like from in the shower and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
a lot of, I have to say, the gratuitous shower scenes are, to me, ridiculous. Like, I need, like, when they started them with Colton, they've been doing them. Like,
I hate
I'm just,
it. That's like the first scene they show. It's like, body.
Like, I'm just over it. Yeah, like, and I can't deny, Matt James is hot. He is so hot. Like, I love to see his body.
This is the best fashion Bachelor we've had ever.
Oh my god,
like
his
even
fits.
Just like his entrance with the car, every fit, I'm like, damn, he has this like one furry pink sweater
it.
I want, like, I'm like, damn,
he looks, his suits are just tailored so well,
so
I'm into it, I'm excited. The women look great, and it definitely looked like a way more, it's like I feel like they just fully went in on being way more diverse with their casting.
Yeah,
because like most of the clips that they showed of women being with him, they all seem to be non-white. Like, most of them seem to be non-white
That's what I was trying to get to. I knew what we were trying to get to, but I felt like there was something happening with the trailer that didn't feel right. And I think that's it. You didn't really see all the white girls, but I think there's a lot of white girls that they just didn't
show in
that
trailer. Oh, I'm sure there's plenty of white girls.
Right.
He's technically mixed. So I'm sure there's still plenty of white girls.
And on top of that, didn't you think it felt a little weird that, like, we don't know who he is? Like,
so
they're just showing us this guy we don't even know. Like, it just felt weird in that sense. Like, it's like, why are we supposed to care about this guy? Like, I know he's, like, good looking or whatever, and this is the first Black Bachelor, but, like, I think that's the problem with this upcoming season. I know people care. I'm not saying they don't, but why should we care about him? Like, what is there? That's what I like about, like, picking someone from the franchise, is because,
yeah,
like, you're kind of already invested in it. Now I gotta, like, get to know this new guy, just because all new people.
Yeah, well, and I think Chris Harrison has, like, been interviewed recently saying how, like, it definitely was, like, a learning curve to have somebody who has not been in the franchise be the lead. And, like, yeah, he's, like, you know, adjacent to the, he worked on a different ABC show with Tyler Cameron. And so he's Tyler Cameron's best friend and former roommate.
Yeah,
and
just so, seeing like, his, like, interviews, like, you know what I'm saying?
It's, yeah, like, you know, yeah, like, he knows of it, but he doesn't know it, you know, like he hasn't been in it to know like how it all works. So I think it's gonna be a different kind of chaos for this upcoming season, just because like Tayshia, like I felt like Tayshia was such a great bachelorette because she fully knew how to handle, like, similarly to even Rachel Lindsay, I felt like they were both very like commanding good leads because they like fully knew how to handle different situations and whatever, and like we're very like thorough, and like even like I mean Tayshia was great at doing kind of like the fake outs, like being all like blah 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 blah, and like so she knew how to work the show. And I think it'll be interesting to see a guy who has only, you know, watched it in the ways that we have be in it. Just because, like, what does he know about the actual inner workings?
I mean, he does have friends that have been, you know, Hannah B., Tyler Cameron. But that doesn't prepare you. That doesn't prepare you.
No.
So, yeah, I think we're going to be in for a very different feeling episode or season of The Bachelor. But I am looking forward to it. I know it's
And then the one thing that we forgot to bring up last week is that one of the women on his season is going to be from a previous season, and it is Heather, Heather Martin from Colton season. She's supposedly very, very close friends with Hannah Brown. So I think that's a little bit how she got her name into the hat.
Yeah,
so it'll be interesting.
I'm surprised they didn't show that in any of the
I feel
previews.
Like they might be just trying to keep that under wraps until later, but I don't know. I found it interesting that they didn't like kind of like show that in the long extended thing. They did show that girl a couple of times who's a lingerie designer just in her like little silky robe.
Yeah, and her bra and undies. Are you uncomfortable? He's like, not anymore.
Yeah.
Anywho, well, guys, that wraps our finale of Bachelorette. You know, thank you for coming along for a wild ride with that.
Crazy ride.
But the ride hasn't stopped. You know, we get a break.
No, it keeps. We're just taking like pretty much literally a week off and then it will be right back.
No, a week off from Bachelor, but from we'll be Bachelor, back here yeah. next week.
We get a breather.
Yeah.
Before having to hop right back in.
Exactly. So, well, V, why don't we get into our slapper of the week? This week's slapper of the week, non-related to Christmas. I will tell you why I picked this. It's not only just the fire song, but and like you've been seeing any of the dance videos, like the Shakira.
Yes, that's the second you played it for me because we were trying to figure out slappers, and I was like, ah, blah, blah, blah. You played it, I was like, why does this sound familiar? I'm like, oh, because I watch all these dance videos exactly. all the time.
Well, I mean, I think. I'm not like into the whole dance thing, but like it's specifically like Shakira's like outfit that she's wearing in the video, and the girls are wearing the like outfits 80s. In these dance videos. Yeah, it's like very, you know, the workout gear.
Yeah, little suspender like
beautiful
like
bodies. Undie looking things. Yeah, just booty. Yeah. It's just amazing dancing, and the song is just fire. Definitely a good song for New Year's coming up. So get that New Year's playlist ready, and if you don't have one, just hit us up on Spotify on our future Bachelor podcast playlist. Available anywhere you listen to Spotify. So this is not an ad. It's just, you know, directing you. But without further ado, our slapper of the week, Girl Like Me by Black Eyed Peas featuring Shakira.
Shakira, Shakira.
Slapper of the week.
This song slaps.
Vivir y que viva la vida. I need a bien bonita. Elegante señorita. Girl, I want you when I need ya. All of my life, yeah, baby, let's team up. I want a girl that shine like glitter. A girl that don't need no filter. The real, the real. A girl that's a natural killer. I want a girl that's a heater. Caliente off the meter. Yo quiero, mira, yo quiero una chica que no me diga mentiras.
So they tell me that you're looking for a girl.
Latinas, Latinas, sha, 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 get up, sha, sha, sha.
chalk it up. I like Latinas, ones who look like Selena. Shake a bunda like Anita, morenas that's más fina. I like Dominicanas, Boricuas and Colombianas. In East LA, I like the Chicanas, and they want a piece of the big manzana.
So they tell me that you're looking for a girl like me.
Oye mami, estoy buscando una chica, sí.
Slapper of the week, Girl Like Me, Black Eyed Peas featuring Shakira. Hey,
Latinas. I too. Anybody would be looking like for a girl like Shakira.
Oh my goodness. He was like, I need a girl like Selena's.
I do. We love, and we know how we feel about Selena's here on this podcast. Selena's, anything for Selena's.
With an S. It's like, you know, I don't know. I love Selena's. Anyways, V, do you got any shout outs?
I do. You know, I wanted to shout out a couple of birthdays that I let pass by that I didn't shout out last week.
Okay.
My grandfather that I call Papu.
Oh, Papu.
Papu. And then I wanted to shout out my best friend Nicole for her birthday. Okay. And then I wanted to shout out my swig, my summer welcome big, and pal Candace for her new book that she's releasing. It's called Black Girl Symphony.
Okay.
She's an incredible, incredible writer. And it's an incredible, I'm so excited. I obviously pre-ordered it, and it's going to be just her talking about the experience of being a black woman, and what black womanhood means, in society. So.
Well, I like to give, I don't have many shout outs, but I like to give a shout out to my sister, Pamela, aka Puma. Let's get that in her. She's hearing a shout out live, which is pretty cool. But, you know, when I came here this week, you know, I've been working out, V, right? You've been seeing these things coming
out.
Yeah, I've been seeing
those gains.
Okay. Well,
you used to have little tiny arms, and now they're not.
Wow. V, I'm getting a little blushy, but, anyways, I came here thinking I wasn't going to work out that much, you know, Christmas, the holidays, family food, babies, but nah, your girl over here, my sister, you know, is waking me up at 7:30 in the morning and do these workouts with her, and they're like half an hour workouts, and you know, at first I was like, these are going to be easy, and then I'm like 10 minutes in, and I'm sweating my ass off, and... You know, here's this like new mom just like going in and stuff. So it's been dope. I've been able to keep up with some fitness. And then I went golfing with, you know, my stepdad and Vic today. And now I feel like an old man, like an actual uncle. You know, my back is hurting. It's not even day two yet. It's just the actual day of me doing this. What the hell is happening? Oh, man.
You got to stretch that shit out, my dog.
Oh, shoot. Just not young guy like I used to be, but what you gonna do? Well, yeah, anyways, guys.
The fart noise.
I've been wanting to use that fart noise forever.
Have we ever used that on the show?
I don't know. I used it in a meeting.
Maybe on the episode where farts are funny.
You know what we didn't talk about when we did this last week? I did a...
We had our company, our force, as I like to call it, mandatory fun that we had.
It wasn't that bad. Come on. Don't set it up like that.
I mean, it wasn't bad. You were our DJ, so it couldn't be that bad, you know? So, and I had Bailey's in my hot chocolate, so it really couldn't be that bad for me.
Well, luckily our bosses don't listen to this episode, but yeah, I had to like perform.
And
like,
they thought, come on.
I had to perform Christmas songs and like host like this whole like company holiday party over Zoom or our, you know,
teams, yeah,
whatever. But that was pretty legit. I mean, it was funny.
Yeah, you sang two songs.
Thank you. That was amazing. I just love the love, V. Thank you so much.
Wow.
Well, guys,
this is my Christmas gift to you. I'm being so nice.
You get me some. You better get me some. Anyways, V, do you have any plans? Do you have any plans for the new year?
The new year.
Yeah.
We're gonna be together for the new year.
We're gonna be together. What are we doing?
We're doing this little apartment crawl, if you will.
Oh, mm.
Uh-huh.
I think it's a great idea, by the way. So
I think it's a super cute idea. So it will have been in a couple of our friends' apartments, you know, doing different. I'm trying to figure out if I'm going to do like a theme for my stop because I'm the second to last stop.
You know what I saw today, which would be pretty cool at one of the stops, maybe yours, you know, since I'm saying it to you right now.
Since you're saying it to me, yeah.
Why don't you have just for the entrance, like there's just like shots sitting there and just to, like.
Oh, like I saw that yeah, meme or that video or whatever.
Exactly. Just like to enter, you have to take a shot. That'd be cool.
All right. Well, maybe we'll do something like that. Yeah. We'll have to
future bachelor themed, all roses.
Ooh, it's a bachelor. Yeah, we could make it like a bachelor theme for my place. You get like a rose. Maybe we'll play some.
What if I help you out?
Like,
I can help you out. It's like the future bachelor stuff.
Some sort of like game where like people get
future
roses.
Bachelor podcast playlist.
Obviously.
Oh my god, we do a little trivia drinking game to the Bachelor or Bachelor future Bachelor trivia. That'd be cool.
Okay, I like this. This is good.
I love that you love it. So, guys, don't take that one. That one's ours. But anyways, I hope you guys are having a very Merry Christmas. And we will see you next week with New Year's. I'm very happy, actually, to be doing these episodes with you this year. You know, last year I would have to do these on the road and have to be like scrambling to figure out like who I'm going to talk to and all that. But we've had some good episodes, but it's always nice to have my partner in crime and V here. So V,
D-O-G, you know,
I love you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Yeah. I hope Santa gets you some nice stuff.
Oh, I hope so too.
Hopefully you're on that nice list. I don't know. I think I'm a little bit on the check twice list. I know myself. So
I'm getting coal.
Hey, you know, yeah. I don't know.
All right, guys. Well, you know what it is. Merry Christmas. We love you. This has been Future.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas.
All right, guys. This has been Future Bachelor. My name is Sai.
I'm Veronica.
And we love you. Deuces.
Bye.
And happy holidays.